With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local until midnight. If you have any requests, text me at 77999, or you can always call us at 206-421-ROCK. In studio right now, Dead Rebel Saints. Welcome to Loud and Local, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Hell yeah. Very, very welcome. You guys are welcome anytime, but most importantly, now is the time to talk about this record that is just on the verge of coming out this coming weekend, Saturday, September 29th. You have a new album called Throwing Stones, and the record release party is Louis G's in Fife, Saturday, September 29th, again with Late September Dogs and Hell Dorado. You guys ready to party on Saturday night?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you bet.
You know it.
That's awesome. Before we go any further, why don't we go around the room and why don't we introduce ourselves to the listening audience and tell us what you do with Dead Rebel Saints.
I'm Will. I play guitar.
Sort of.
If that's what you call it.
Yeah, I'm Kevin, Kevin James Hoffman. I sing and play guitar for Dead Rebel Saints.
Jeff Nauer, bass, backing vocals.
Jared Lewis, I play drums for the band.
Right on. So, again, the album is called Throwing Stones, available this Saturday. And how long has the process been about recording this?
Jesus.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. And also, let's go into the name Throwing Stones. Where did that come from?
It's one of the songs on the record. It's the title track.
Cool.
And it came out to be a good slamming tune, and we just thought that was a fitting name for the entire process, for the entire record.
Awesome. Now, let's about the record, where did you guys record it, and how long from conception to the finished product?
Well, we started as a band a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it started as a lark. It was going to be I had some old tunes. We were going to recycle some of my old stuff that I wasn't playing anymore. We were just going to do this as a side project.
Okay,
and then we started writing more songs together and decided to scrap the old stuff and just start writing new stuff. And we just kept writing and just kept writing. And we were like, we should get out and play some shows pretty soon. But we just couldn't stop writing. We had like 25 tunes, and we decided, okay, that's enough. Let's go out and play some shows, and let's work on getting this recorded. We had to narrow it down from 25 songs. We narrowed it down to 15.
Okay.
And pretty much every usable minute on a CD, a 74-minute CD, is taken up by the songs on this record.
That's long, man. That is an actual LP. That's awesome. So you said that you wanted this to be kind of a side project. Are you talking about, well, if anyone listening right now, Kevin also is the vocalist for Outshine, the Soundgarden tribute band. So was this going to be the side project from that? Or
Yeah. It was, you know, Jared, he's played with Riot and Rhythm and Amanda Hardy and some
awesome
other projects. And I'd always wanted to work with him. We played around together. I was in a band called Scarecrow Messiah, and we were playing shows together. And I was like, I want to get that guy. You know, I want to get him into a project with me. And so when this came about, you know, I called Jared and said, hey, you know, we're going to do this fun little side project. It won't take up too much time. And it quickly it quickly turned into, let's take up all the time we can with this and screw everything else.
Screw it. I like it, man. But there we go, man. So you guys have been around for a couple years, and this is the finished product. Again, it's called Throwing Stones. And if you're going to be at Louis G's in Fife on Saturday, are you guys going to have these physical like CDs?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
CDs, T-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, posters,
anything
stickers.
You can slap a logo on anything. We got it, man.
Absolutely.
Koozies.
Gene Simmons playbook.
That's awesome. All right, this is a lightning round question before we get into these couple songs, and I put it out there in the ethos. So let's go here. What is your favorite local band? And I'm talking Northwest of all time. Kevin, let's start with you.
You know, I'm actually, it's got to be a toss-up for me between probably Soundgarden.
Sounds about right.
And honestly, 10 Miles Wide is a
incredible band, yeah.
Local band, and they are just, they're geniuses. They're a little crazy, but they're geniuses, and they're up there for me. They're one of my all-time favorite bands.
That's awesome. Anyone else care to chime in?
I think for me it'd be Alice in Chains.
Yes. Good choice.
I would also say Alice in Chains as far as like back in the 90s, but right now I'm going to go with Kevin and say 10 Miles Wide.
Nice.
Absolutely.
All right. I like it. We got one more.
Oh, I'd have to go with Soundgarden.
All right. Cool. We got a couple Soundgardens, a couple 10 Miles Wide, and Alice in Chains. Ah, oh, man. That's a good good three bands there. I like it. So, again, Dead Rebel Saints in studio. We got two songs back-to-back, Throwing Stones and Whipping Boy. After that, they're going to play an acoustic song in studio, so look forward to that one. Anything you want to say about these two jams before we jump into them?
Just, you know, these two tracks start the record off, and it's just a good slamming way to get into a solid hour and a half record or whatever it turns out to be.
That's awesome. Really going for it, man. That's awesome. So definitely pick it up this Saturday. Here's Dead Rebel Saints off the new album Throwing Stones, debuting here on Loud and Local. We'll be right back. Throwing Stones is the name of the new Dead Rebel Saints album. You can see them live this Saturday. Pick up the CD if you enjoy what you're hearing. That right there was Whipping Boy. Before that, Throwing Stones. Throwing Stones is the name of the album. Go to Luigi's on Saturday. But right now, in studio, we have Dead Rebel Saints. I'm sorry, I'm just all over the place because I'm stoked about this right now. And they're going to be playing Long After You're Gone, another song from the album. Acoustic, live, in studio. Let's hear them.
Blood has spilled.
Yes! Awesome. Very, very cool. Dead Rebel Saints, Long After You're Gone. So awesome. Giving me chills here in studio. This is the new album. It is called Throwing Stones. That was acoustic live in studio. We don't get that very often. And they offered. It wasn't me trying to persuade them to do it. They offered because they're stoked on this record. And I'm stoked to share it with you. So let's throw on another song, guys. But before I ask, I got to ask, like, what made you guys want to do that one acoustic? Is that one special to you guys? Is it one that kind of transfers well to acoustic?
Yeah, it's just got a cool, sleazy, swampy feel.
Nice. I like that, sleazy, swampy.
Show some diversity.
There you go. Right on. Well, before we hit commercial breaks, we're going to go into a one here called Lost My Way. Anyone you want to shout this out to or anything you want to say about this song before we go into it?
Nah, just if we had a radio hit, this would probably be our radio hit. But we don't have a radio hit.
Well, let's try and work on that, all right? Let's make it the radio hit here, at least. Loud and Local radio hit. Here it is. It's Dead Rebel Saints in studio. Pick up their record live this Saturday at their CD release show at Louis G's in Fife. It's Dead Rebel Saints on Loud and Local.
on the Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, Dead Rebel Saints in studio just played acoustic. Follow them on Facebook. You can watch the video they just filmed live, and we'll be sharing that shortly. Dead Rebel Saints has a new album called Throwing Stones, available this Saturday at Luigi's in Fife. And if people can't make it out to the show, maybe they're not around that area or whatnot, how can people pick it up from you guys?
You're just going to have to come shake our hands. No, we've got it. It's available online as well through CD Baby and like Rhapsody and iTunes and all that stuff.
Bandcamp.
Spotify. Yeah.
Right on. And, you know, is it Dead Rebel Saints on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff?
Facebook. We're not suave enough to have an Instagram yet.
Not pretty enough faces.
No.
Yeah.
No, not with this ugly crew.
Well, again, it is going to be a killer show. Late September Dogs and El Dorado on that bill. Grab a slice of pizza, grab a beer, watch some local rock, and pick up the CD and a t-shirt, and tell them Loud and Local sent you. So I wanted to ask this question because earlier I asked you what your favorite local band of all time is, and we had some really good answers. We got Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and 10 Miles Wide. I think that was the three bands that you guys all chose. Now, this is a question that it might be a little embarrassing, but I want you to answer 100% truthfully. Now, here's this kind of – you know, I like to establish a little bit of roots here. Ask where your musical tastes came from and where you guys started coming to this point. So back in the day, before you developed your taste, what was the first album you actually purchased on your own, whether it's CD, vinyl, cassette, whatever the format is? And it's not a hand-me-down by a cooler older brother or mom or anything. Let's go around the room.
So I grew up, my childhood was in Los Angeles, and my dad was in a three-piece rap rock group that played on the Sunset Strip all the time. So
really?
I was really exposed to that 90s rap rock scene. And
Do you care to say what their name was? Were they big? Or?
Conspiracy of Thought.
Okay.
They went on after I moved up here. I mean, my dad moved up here.
Sure.
But there was a band called Sub-Zero that would later become Hybrid Theory, that would later become Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And the first album.
R.I.P. Chester.
Yep. And that's the first album I remember buying is
That's
Hybrid
awesome.
Theory by Linkin Park.
Right on. And you still jam it to that today?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Right on.
I think mine might have been a vinyl copy of AC/DC, Let There Be Rock.
Nice. And I'm assuming you still jam that today as well, right? Maybe not the vinyl, but the album.
How do you not?
How do you not? Exactly. And Kevin?
What's funny about this is like, you know, so this question dates us big time with Jared and Will being the young guys and me and Jeff being the old guys, like by twice their age.
Okay.
So these guys are like, oh, my first record was Linkin Park. Man, that was awesome. You know, and me and Jeff are like, AC/DC and
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, my first record was Appetite for Destruction.
Nice.
Guns N' Roses.
That's awesome. Was it tape, CD, or?
That was the first CD I ever owned.
All right, cool. Back when, was it one of the
CDs
long
had just
boxes?
Come out. Yeah, oh yeah. When CDs had only been out for like a year or two.
You're like, yeah, I got this CD player.
Oh yeah.
But I only have two CDs to play on it.
Exactly.
Hey man, that's a good CD.
I think
to
I
play
owned
on
the
it,
CD
though.
Before I owned a CD player.
And
but
you're
I
like,
had
damn
to
it.
Have the CD.
That's like people playing, buying a video game and then being like, oh, man, now I need the video game system to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. That's a good hit, though. All so far, all good records, and we finish it off. Is it going to be 4 for 4?
Oh. Well,
a lot of pressure.
Remember.
You don't remember?
My dad's telling me it was Presidents of the United States.
Nice, a local band. There you go.
Fell in love with Peaches for Free.
Yes, Peaches, man.
That was like when I was 10, you know, so not that long ago.
still holds up. Shout out to those guys doing Casper Baby Pants children's music these days, which is cool. So Loud and Local continues on. Dead Rebel Saints in studio. We're gonna play another song here off the record, actually a couple more. We got Make Your Move and Leap of Faith. Is there anything you guys want to say about these songs in particular, like any lyrical content you guys want to kind of talk
about?
My
favorite song to play.
When why is that?
It goes a lot of different directions. There's a lot of different time signature things that are going on there and a lot of cool solos and stuff like that. Awesome vocals. Just all around good song.
With the Leap of Faith, if we're talking about lyrical content,
sure.
People who are close to me and people who know me know that I deal with schizophrenia and some other funkiness in my brain.
Yeah.
And so Leap of Faith is sort of like a lyrical journey through wrestling with some of that stuff.
Yeah. It's good to get that out artistically, I imagine. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So, well, we're going to go into them. Dead Rebel Saints, text us at 77999. Let us know what you think of the new record. It's a good one, man, and it's called Throwing Stones. You can pick it up this Saturday at Louis G's in Fife at their record release party. Here it is, Make Your Move by Dead Rebel Saints on Loud and Local.
The struggle is
radio.com station. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1. Seattle. Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
hitting those high notes. You're listening to what has pretty much become a Dead Rebel Saints listening party, a mini listening party for the new album, Throwing Stones. If you like this album, show up, get your ass to Louis G's on Saturday in Fife, Saturday, September 29th. Late September Dogs, Hell Dorado going to be opening this show. In like a few words, I want you guys to hype us up. What can we expect from the show?
A lot of songs.
You guys going to be able to play all the songs from the record?
Just about.
Just about. Nice. The nice thing is, I mean, we really like doing three band bills instead of four or five or six bands.
Sure.
Three bands. Everybody that, you know, came to see each band gets to see an hour from each band or more.
That's awesome.
You know, it's so you're going to see an hour of Late September Dogs. You're going to see an hour of Hell Dorado. You're going to see an hour, at least an hour from us. You know, as well as you're going to be able to grab merch from everybody, but most importantly, this new record, you're going to be able to get your hands on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, cool, man. I'm stoked for you guys. I won't be able to be there as I do host Metal Shop also on this station, so I will be sending you guys my best regards and hope that as many people from the local scene get to make it to this show. Again, it's next Saturday, the 29th in Fife at Louis G's. Now, Kevin, you're also in a band called Outshined. It's a tribute band to Soundgarden. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with Outshined, my man.
We've had a busy summer. You know, we do Outshine. We do the best of the Northwest. We play with Pearl Jam and Mother Love Bone tributes as well.
Yeah.
We've also played with Stone Temple Pilots tributes and stuff like that. We've been putting package deals together all summer. So the following weekend, October 6th, Outshine is back at Louis G's.
Awesome.
Playing an acoustic and an electric set. We're going to be playing two different shows, basically.
Nice, on that night,
so that's going to be great. And then the following weekend, the 13th, we play the Parlor in Bellevue with Washington Black, and that's an all-acoustic show as well.
That's great, man. You guys are staying busy. That's awesome. Before we end this thing, I want to give you you guys kind of the platform to send any shout outs, any thank yous, anyone that supported your band and, you know, made this beautiful thing happen that we call Throwing Stones.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Liz and Dan Tyson. Dan, helped record and kind of produce and engineer this record. Really wouldn't sound this good without him. You know, and
it sounds great. So.
And, Liz and Dan have been working on their LSD orchestra project for the last couple of years. And they were gracious enough to kind of put that to the side and step out of the way and let us get this record tracked and mixed and mastered and out there for everybody. So I just want to give a shout out to Liz and Dan Tyson for helping us out.
Right on.
I want to give a shout out to you, Kevin, for having us.
We appreciate that. You're welcome.
Want to give a shout out to the Gore family who let us practice at the Cave. Wouldn't be able to do any of this without them.
Hey, wait, real quick before we go any further, you guys mentioned that how far away you guys drive to do this thing. Real quick, where's everyone from again? And you guys practice in Puyallup?
Tacoma?
Olympia.
Graham.
And I'm all the way up in Bothell.
Damn, dude. So that's dedication. That's awesome that you guys all come together in Puyallup kind of midway, so. Anyways, keep going.
And then I want to thank Kevin James Hoffman also for giving me the phone call because I wasn't doing anything before he gave me the call, and I got super excited to be able to work with him again. He mentioned it earlier when we were talking, but if it wasn't for him giving me that phone call, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now.
That's great. Right on. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Anytime.
I'd like to give it to all my friends, family, brothers in the band.
Yes.
Kevin and I have been doing music together for 20 years.
That's awesome. Sounds like a good relationship.
An interesting point of interest is
Department of Redundancy Department.
William, our other guitar player here, he started out, I met this little 11-year-old kid, came into Guitar Center in Tacoma when I used to work at Guitar Center.
That's
and
looking so for cute.
Looking for guitar lessons.
Thank you.
And so he started out as one of my guitar students. And
that's awesome.
Over the years, we've become family. And he's played bass in my original bands before. He's played guitar in my bands before. And so it's really neat to see. He started out, I taught him his first chord, and now he's playing in a band with me. It's pretty rad.
Dude, that is awesome. That is so cool. That is a great story, man. Congratulations, now that the teacher and the student together as one on one album. That's great. Right on. Any more shout-outs or thank yous before we jump into this last song?
Speaking of which, I want to thank the Dickin family as well. They're always here supporting Bill's in the studio with
Hell
us
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Always giving out rides.
Shout out to Bill.
Brothers always doing roadie stuff for us, so I want to give a shout out to them as well. Thank you, guys. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, like I mentioned, they've been family with me for at least, what, 13, 14 years now. We've been family, so.
One big dysfunctional happy family. All right, the last song is called Crosses, and again, the album is called Throwing Stones. Show up to Luigi's in Fife on Saturday with some money so you can purchase this, support local music, buy a t-shirt, buy a round of drinks for the guys. Dead Rebel Saints here. Any final words for the Northwest audience before we throw on Crosses?
No, we just, you know, we've got so many people that have been supporting us. We love you all, and we're excited to see you get your hands on this record. So we're just excited to have it out there, and we've been getting bugged for so long, and it's finally done. So I'm just excited to get it out to everybody.
Time to let it bust it open. So here we go, Dead Rebel Saints. See them on Saturday at Louis G's. It's Crosses on Loud and Local.
Wow! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.